Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Before watching the Way of the Cross in the streets of Sydney, Pope Benedict met for lunch with a small group of youth in the city for World Youth Day.
The joy I have today, is I believe, is an endless joy.
Iyajima Yasenta Igwe of Nigeria was one of 12 young people who got to have lunch with Pope Benedict on Friday. They came from every continent and included people from the region, including one person from East Timor. Each came bearing a gift, and soon the Pope came in possession of not only the Nigerian artwork from Iyajima, but also a baseball, a stress ball, Korean handicrafts, a Spanish rosary, and even a Mickey Mouse cap. The young people said they were nervous before meeting the Holy Father, but he soon put them at ease.
When he came out with his calmness and his gentle nature, in fact, his holy, everything about him is just holy.
Really?
In fact, I was like, I wish this lunch wouldn't end.
Really?
I wish we continue staying with him.
Pope Benedict had another opportunity to visit personally with the youth when he met with a group of troubled young people taking part in the Alive Rehabilitation Program, sponsored by the University of Notre Dame in Sydney. The Pope spoke about the parable of the prodigal son, noting that many of the young people there must have personal experience of what the prodigal son went through. He said that the choice to abuse drugs or alcohol, or to engage in criminal activity or self-harm, may have seemed at the time to offer a way out of a difficult or confusing situation. He remarked upon their courage in choosing to turn back onto the path of life, just like the prodigal son. He called on them to be ambassadors of hope to others in similar situations. He said their experience can help convince others to choose the path of life and avoid the path of death.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.